Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Americans foot the bill for their annual shoe purchases to the tune of $64 billion annually. Sneakers alone generate $1.2 billion in sales. A good percentage of the market is driven by comfort. But while we focus on the shoes we wear, what about the socks? Judging from sock sales, just $5.6 billion spent annually, it seems we're less concerned. If the sock fits, we wear it.
Yet, there's a growing focus on choosing the right sock for better foot, leg, and overall health. From socks designed for diabetics to padded socks for runners, moisturizing socks for dry feet to compression socks for plantar fasciitis, there's a sock out there to meet a variety of needs. If you're used to buying tube socks in bulk, you may flinch at the prices of these specialty socks. Are they worth the investment? Do good socks really make a difference? Here to advise us is podiatrist and foot surgeon Dr. Victoria Foley. Dr. Foley is board certified by the American Board of Foot and Ankle Surgery. She joins us from her office in Long Beach, California. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Foley.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Before we get into a discussion of all those fancy socks, let's just get back to basics. Because there's always been a lot of conflicting advice about materials, cotton versus wool versus synthetic, and what's best to wear. So, you being the expert, is there a general rule of thumb or does it vary with the individual and his or her activities?
Well, both. So socks are really designed to absorb sweat and provide warmth. And the type of sock you wear depends on the activity, but it also depends if you're a person that has sweaty feet. We have 250,000 sweat glands in our feet, and some people sweat more than others. And that's where the materials really become important as well. So 100% cotton socks don't usually recommend because they absorb, but the moisture just stays next to your skin. And then if you get active, one thing, it can create blisters, and the other thing, it can create odor. So we usually recommend a cotton blend sock for people, what they're going to do. And then other people that are really worried, the new kind of material that's popular that's very good is bamboo because it's hypoallergenic and it's antimicrobial.
So I'm so shocked to learn this about cotton, and you're not the first person that's brought it to our attention. So cotton was always known as a great absorber, but what you're saying is it absorbs the sweat but then holds on to it, and that could actually wind up causing more problems.
Correct. And so the most common thing that can cause disease are athlete's foot, which is a fungus, which could get in between the toes or on the bottom of the foot, or, like I said, blisters.
So tell us more about this bamboo, because I know there are even sheets that are being made out of bamboo.
Right. So bamboo has come in, you know, as another material. And the thing that's nice about bamboo is you can even buy bamboo socks that are dress socks, like especially people that have problems with sweating when they were just wanting to wear, you know, a trouser sock or something like that, that they do need to have some absorption during the day. The bamboo is very good. The other thing I recommend is if you have that tendency, especially with dress socks and everything with sweating, you can also put powder in your shoes, and that'll help wick away the sweat as well.
When you say powder in your shoes, do you mean in your sock or in your actual shoe?
Actually in the shoe, because you want the powder to absorb so it draws it away from your skin.
Wait a minute. I'm wearing socks, but I put the powder in the shoe.
Correct.
But that powder...
You'll still get the powder through your socks.
Oh,
your feet.
I see.
So when you're sweating and it gets moist, you want the powder to absorb the moisture. You don't want to go back to your skin.
Right. So not the moisture in the sock, but on maybe the bottom of my foot.
Right.
Oh, I see.
So those 250,000 sweat glands in our feet, are they primarily concentrated on the bottom of the foot, the sole?
Yes.
That's a fascinating detail. I'm going to start that on a regular.
It's a simple one, but fascinating.
And yes, exactly.
And does it have to be a specific foot powder, or can it be any powder?
So I don't recommend talcum powder because it clumps up. So baby powder with cornstarch or Gold Bond foot powder.
All right. Aside from comfort and sweating, what might be an underlying concern of someone who seeks out specialty socks? Let's say they're going beyond bamboo and they see the fancy socks in the stores or online. What concerns drive that purchaser or that person who's curious about specialty socks?
So most of the specialty socks, well, there's a couple categories. One is athletic. So there's hiking socks, ski socks, running socks, walking socks. I mean, as far as what activity you're doing. And those are all usually, you know, a blend with a material like Coolmax or something like that so that it gets the sweat away and dries. So like I said before, so you don't get blisters or problems. The other thing that those specialty socks have is they'll have like some spandex in them so that they, you know, hug your arch a little bit. Like some of them are tight in the arch. Ski socks will have more padding on the shins. Running socks will have some padding in the forefoot and the heel. That just makes it more comfortable. And hiking socks come in a couple different thicknesses depending on the time of year. So if you want a thicker one in the winter and a thinner one in the summer. The other category of specialty socks will be like diabetic socks. And diabetic socks are just, they're not tight. The socks hold up, but they don't want, you don't want anything tight on a diabetic because they, a lot of them already have problems with their arterial circulation, so you don't want to cut that off. So those are not tight usually. And then the last one are compression socks, which are designed if you have varicose veins or, like, I recommend them for patients that fly a lot just to prevent getting a blood clot in the lower leg. And, you know, women that are pregnant to wear compression socks to help prevent varicose veins.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Raff.
And our guest today for a discussion on socks is podiatrist and foot surgeon Dr. Victoria Foley. She's board certified by the American Board of Foot and Ankle Surgery, and she practices in Long Beach, California. Dr. Foley, what about, so you've talked about the different categories, athletic, diabetic, and compression. What about just plain old cushioning? Because recently I was given a gift of fancy socks. I saw the price tag and I thought, oh, ridiculous. But when I put them on, I couldn't believe. First of all, it was, as you said, spandex in the arch, so it fitted firmly. But the padding on them, just the very thick pile of what looked like terry cloth loops on the inside, it was phenomenal. It changed walking in any pair of shoes that I had. Is that just me being comfortable, or is there something beneficial, as in helping to prevent blisters or lessening foot pain?
So the other thing that happens, as we get older, the fat pad on the bottom of our foot gets thinner, and people get calluses on the bottom of their feet. So some of it is comfort, but, you know, when your feet hurt, you don't want to walk or do anything. So I think they're very good, but I don't think everybody has to wear them.
Well, I think about conditions like plantar fasciitis, which people, you know, they're really compromised. Once you experience something like that where every step becomes difficult, can a sock like that help in any way in that it cushions your step?
There are special socks designed for the plantar fasciitis, which is it's more of a compression type, and it has compression in the arch and other things that's, you know, designed to help alleviate, I would say, mild plantar fasciitis or mild heel pain. There's other things you have to do to really treat the heel pain, but it does help. But there's other things you have to do to actually treat the heel pain to go away.
Dr. Foley, we mentioned that some of these socks can be quite pricey. Would you just give some advice to us as consumers? How do we know what we should be choosing and whether sock companies are now just using certain phrasing as a marketing slogan? How would we know if all the claims made on the package were true and correct?
Well, some of it is where you buy the socks. I mean, if you go to REI, you know, their socks are very good and they're categorized, and there's, you know, different companies that are respectable companies that are that they sell. So some of it's who you buy from, that they're selling good socks, and some of the sporting goods stores will have the good socks. So as far as a consumer, I mean, I think you really have to look at what you do. Like, how active are you? Like I said, if you have sweaty feet, if you have had problems getting blisters, you know, if you tend to get calluses on the bottom of your feet or sore, I mean, you have to look at yourself and your activity and what you do. I mean, I know socks are expensive, and some of those, I mean, they're, you know, $15 or $20 or more, which means if you are planning on doing something that makes you more comfortable, you know, buy maybe two pair. You don't have to maybe replace your whole sock drawer, But, you know, just like certain shoes, buy it for the activity that you know you're going to do and have, you know, two pairs. So you have one clean and then one you can wash. But I would recommend going to respectable stores that you trust the products that they purchase.
Dr. Victoria Foley is a podiatrist and foot surgeon. She joined us from her office in Long Beach, California, where she's been practicing podiatry for 25 years. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.